He loves you so much more than you know. You want to love him more, I know. Well, I just think that for most people, I think most of the time, I think maybe all the time, the key is knowing more how he loves you. To love him more, you need to know more how he loves you, which means more time with him.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, because that's what I was hearing this morning. It's like knowing, wow, that's so crazy.
The whole thing, right? Everything we're talking about here is like things he's been telling you.
Yes, this morning, just like really, really, actually it was last night. Because again, like, I was laying down this desire to be married. And I'm like, Lord, why does this keep coming up? You know, like, sometimes I'm fine. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, I really want to be married. And so last night I was just, like, talking to the Lord about it. And he was showing me that I want to be married because I want to be loved. Ooh. And I don't yet realize how loved I already am. And so that desire is coming out of just like a lack of revelation around the fact that I'm loved.
Well, thank you, Lord, that he's showing you, because I promise you marriage wouldn't cure it.
It's true.
It would make marriage harder than, I mean, marriage is where I first really realized I didn't feel loved. Wow. And I know Kevin loves me as much as he can, and even more as he lets the Lord love me through him. But if anything will make you feel unloved, it's marriage. Much more than singleness.
It's true.
Yeah. And like,
but I remember having that feeling too.
Yeah. Just like in my mind, it's that the thought. Ultimate show of I'm loved, that someone would want to spend the rest of their life with me. And the Lord was showing me,
proof that you're lovable.
Yes, 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 yes.
There it is.
Oh.
That's it.
That's it. So from what we're seeing here is, probably many people are idolizing marriage because they feel that if they can get married, it will prove that they are lovable, that they're worthy of love.
Wow. And then I felt the Lord remind me, like, has anybody else died for you? Like,
now, come
has
on.
Anybody else done that?
Now, come on.
I'm like, no. You're the only one.
I'm just saying, like, you probably will get married. Depends on if that's the Lord's plan for you. But even in marriage, especially in marriage, you will need to remember
that I'm loved.
That you're loved. Regardless of how.
It's true.
The day is going, or your husband is feeling, or.
Yeah.
The love he's showing, or the stress he's under, or
oh, thank you, Lord.
And I'm just not as a downer about marriage. I love marriage now.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful to let him do this work, because you know he'll remind you how to let him do this work in you when you're married, if that's his will, because
right.
Because when you're married and you don't feel loved, it's, for me, it went so much deeper and was so much more painful than before I was married.
I would have to agree. And I'm only a baby in marriage.
Yes.
But
so much more painful.
It's the pain that I felt when I wasn't married and didn't feel loved is like a totally different, like,
pain.
Way yeah. over here compared to the pain. In, yeah.
Because you have the dress, you have the pictures, you have the guest, ring. You had everything to prove you're loved. You're still not loved.
It's true.
Yes. In fact, I never battled loneliness and didn't want to get married. I was never lonely until I got married.
I also agree with that.
And but we're also saying marriage is beautiful, right. But it takes Jesus. Oh, it takes Jesus. And then many mamas will understand that if their husband didn't love them, they have a baby to be loved. Many people have a baby so they will feel loved.
Because they think maybe the baby will love you.
Well, the baby will depend on you for a while and it'll make you feel loved.
Yeah, right.
And then when the baby, I see many women struggle when they turn toddlers or start choosing dad or grandma or somebody, not them. Ooh. Many women will get jealous and feel rejected and alone. And it's just all going back to childhood wounds. And so now this child is the source of their unhappiness. Many mamas are very jealous of their daughters because the daughters get love that they wanted from their husbands. You know, it's just crazy. It is crazy. You see many grown-ups acting like spoiled children in their hearts because they still don't believe they're loved.
We should just live in a love bath. And for those who don't know what that is, Cheyenne one day told me I needed to take, she gave me a prescription, a prescription to spend 30 minutes in a love bath of God.
Remembering you're loved.
Remembering I'm loved. And you told me to listen to songs that are truth about his love for me. And I think one of them was like, I'm so loved by the Father, which is a song, Eyes on Jesus song. And I started doing it, and my brain did, like, actually start believing I was loved. I need to do it again. I'm reminding myself.
We need to meditate on the Word and the words He's spoken to us and the songs. I would say just stay in meditation. Yeah. I think that really and truly we should have communion to remember to commune.
I just bought stuff for communion.
Praise God.
I have a little chalice made out of wood from the Holy Land.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was going to start it here today on this live, but
that's right.
Maybe I'll start it tomorrow because I want to do daily. Bringing people into communion and meditation in the morning to continue it through the day, meditation and communion.
Jesus.
Communing. Let's have meditation and communion to continue, continuous,
communion.
Day and night. Meditating and communing with God.
Wow. And you got to start.
You have to start. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh. I think I want to pull a question since you're still here. And then maybe we could do that too.
Okay.
Do you want to pull it?
Sure.
3 minutes. 3 minute answer. I'm so excited.
Minute answer.
Yeah, because we know when Cheyenne gets like a timer, like
I'm gonna set a timer.
How do you know you've actually forgiven someone?
Right.
You actually feel love for them. Next.
This is so fun. We call this the speed round. This is a speed round.
Why is it called Hallelujah, Amen Podcast? I'll let you answer that.
Well, initially it was called another name, which was one of my songs, the Jesus Happened Podcast. And then when I asked the Lord one day, was it ever supposed to be called that? I felt like I heard Hallelujah, Amen. Mm. And I'm like, that's not a no or yes. And I literally was like, was that just me? That sounds cute. I don't know. So I looked up what hallelujah means. Like, I wanted to know the, like, meaning of the word.
Mm.
And it means praise be to Yahweh.
Mm.
And amen means yes, or, like, in agreement. And to, like, put a pretty bow on it, because the Lord is amazing and beautiful, Our church has been called the Amen Corner, I think, right?
Yes, for many,
many years.
Services and conferences. And
so it's just two words that are, yes, we are in agreement and praise the Lord to Yahweh.
I love it so much.
It's true.
Still have a minute.
Okay, you pick one. Pick one. Just go. The Lord.
Who are you?
I can't wait.
How can I be a Mary, not a Martha?
Woo!
I feel like this is one for you, Shy. You always talk about Mary while you Martha.
Is that how she says it? I love that.
How can you be Mary? Realizing you have nothing without him. There's nothing you can do for him. So how could you do for him if you have nothing without him? You need him. So Martha wanted to serve him, you know, which is beautiful. But Mary wanted to be with him.
Wow.
And she didn't want to take the time away from him to go cook him supper. So she sat at his feet and received the food that he had to offer.
She didn't think like her food was more important than his food.
Mm-hmm. She loved him too much to leave him.
She loved him too
much. Even to work for him. Which is what I'm still learning, because Jesus told me in a vision, stop leaving me. And I said, I leave you? He said, all the time. You come in, you're with me, then you leave me to go tell others about being with me.
Wow.
Bring them in. Love him too much to leave him.
Come to me.
Because many people love working for him more than they love him.
Right.
And that's how ministers really get off track. And they even had a relationship with him. Because Jesus in Revelation says, return to me. You couldn't return to him if you'd never been with
right.
him.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So loving him too much to leave him. Loving him more than ministry. Loving him more than serving. Loving him more than family. Loving him more than anything. Loving him too much to leave him. And so then he gets to do everything through you instead of you doing everything for him.
Yeah. Wow. The song that's coming to mind is, come back my love mm-hmm. to the way that it was.
Yes, returning.
Come back.
Come back.
It's a beautiful answer.
I have to go.
Praise the Lord.
I love y'all.
We love y'all.
Are we leaving? Or we're all leaving?
We'll
okay.
just finish this one.
Okay.
You waved your phone. Angelica waved her phone.
Let me look at these comments really quickly. Yeah.